Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainmentholics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you fucking guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. That's 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, only on LA Tech Radio Channel 1. For all our Hispanic sisters and brethren around the world, which includes the other Dave Navarro, a.k.a. Xander Dames. That's numero uno. Sorry, he was my first co-host on my radio show. What's up? Go check his show out, The Xander Effect. We have a lot going on. We are Jenny and the Muse.
The Muse.
The Muse. What's up? Please don't yell. Jesus, I think people can hear us. He's always yelling. He thinks that he needs to yell, even though the speaker's right fucking here. And, you know, it is what it is. But anyway, we are syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radioline, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, CastBox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Geo7, and now featured on Sirius XM Radio. We're worldwide, bitches. We're everywhere. You can't get rid of us. We're like the clap. No, just kidding. No, you can get rid of the clap. Okay, anyway. We manage the following bands or artists from around the world. We have, of course, Fallen Fury. Tonight, metal band from San Luis Obispo, California, up the coast. We also have Potty Mouth, Black Sabbatha, which is a female-fronted Black Sabbath tribute. We have Dawn Marlowe, High Priestess Extraordinaire. She'll tell your fortune, read your tarot cards, and whatever else. She's very gifted. You should check her out. We also have Star Daddy, the Star Daddy. Woo, Justin Symbol. All right, and his beautiful corpse bride, Nola Star. She is great for any kind of freak show type thing that you might want to book. If you want a circus performer, anything, this woman can do it. Sword swallowing, fire dancing and play. She can do anything. Grinding, anything you need to do. She's got you. Very talented woman. And she's also the lead singer of the God Bombs. Check out the God Bombs as well. We do not manage them, but we do manage Star Daddy and Nola Star as individuals. We also have Jane's Addicted, which is a female-fronted Jane's Addiction tribute. We have Ozzy Train, female-fronted Ozzy Osbourne tribute from the Randy Rhoads era. Mortis the Devil's Reject, yeah, as well as the Mortis Doll Dancers. And our gal pal and sister extraordinaire, Lillian Sin, horror actress. Go check out some of her movies she's got coming up. We've got Mortis the Devil's Reject is also in some movies and on some movie soundtracks coming up, so check out his work. We also have Cleaver from Santiago, Chile. If you like some hard rock, they've got you. And, of course, Fallen Fury, as we mentioned. We have Burn the Ships, which is like new metal. And they are out of Bakersfield, California. We also have Berserk from the L.A. area. We have Hollywood Nightmare. They're a metalcore band. Go check them out. Huge following on Spotify. We also have Borderline Radio Show from their two DJs, Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine from Italy. We also have Derek Webb, our actor and health segment extraordinaire there. And we also have Band of Family now from Bakersfield, California. So some original hard rock there. Gonna love it. Great bands. We all want to do our regular shout out that we always do to the bars and venues that we work with regularly. We have the Five Star Bar, 267 South Main Street, Los Angeles, California, 90012. Owners Mark and Angie Cordova. We also have Petey's Place, 6025 Reseda Boulevard, Tarzana, California. Owner Petey Partello. We have Universal Bar and Grill, 4093 Lancaster Boulevard, North Hollywood, California. Owner Greg Beer. And, of course, 9015 Sunset Boulevard, West Hollywood, California, 90069. Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays with Nick Fuoco. We can't wait until we're back in your arms again. No, okay. Until we're back on your stages again with some of our bands. We're very excited. Hopefully things will start opening up in indoor venues. But until then, we are searching and seeking for outdoor venues and concert venues that can accommodate us at this time. So if you are a venue or a bar that is actually currently doing concerts, please hit us up. We really need to get our bands back to working and entertaining the masses, so to speak. So we really need to get this going. So if you are a venue or a band or anything that you know a place, let us know. Hit us up. You can hit us up, Jennifer Muse, my personal page. You can also hit us up on Get Real Global Entertainment LLC, Get Real Global Radio, KGRL. You can hit us up on many different avenues on Facebook. You can hit up James Muse. You can hit us up at Jenny and the Muse. We got all kinds of pages on Facebook. Hit us up. Let us know what's going on so we can get our bands back on stage. That is what we are working towards. We have also officially filed our Get Real Global Productions as a nonprofit organization. We're in the process of filing the paperwork to make this a fully functional nonprofit so that we can help the bands in Southern California to get back to work, be able to pay the bands a living wage, something to be so they can actually perform and not have to worry about all those extra expenses and do pay. We don't do pay to play. We have never been that way, and we never want to be that way. All of our concerts will be free. Count it free, free, free. Every venue you go to, we will cover the expenses. Sound guy, rental, the venue, whatever needs to be done, we've got you. We're looking for donations, sponsorships. We're going to be getting grants from the government, things like that, to make this possible. We want to help Southern California Entertainment get back on its feet. Our heart goes out to all of the venues and bars that have had to close during this bullshit. COVID is a real thing. It's horrible. And our heart goes out to everyone who has lost someone or has passed away due to this. Or if your business has been affected by this, especially our musicians. Obviously we all know we got to work a day job because sometimes our craft does not always pay the bills, unfortunately. But that's why we're here to make this a nonprofit so that we can help these bands get back to doing what they, well, I guess do best, which is entertain you guys. So help us help you and help the bands, especially in Southern California. But hey, we're here tonight. This is courtesy of Get Real Global Artist Management. Obviously, Get Real Global, Productions and Get Real Global Entertainment LLC. We have Fallen Fury with us tonight. About, what, 4 hours up the coast from us?
About roughly? Four.
Roughly, yeah.
Steve's in.
How's everything going?
Oh, it's going pretty good. It's going pretty good. We just got recorded this new material that's going to be coming out right now. Let's see. Everyone's staying healthy over here. The vaccines are going out. So that's really cool.
Yes.
Less people are getting it from, at least up here, It's getting a little more controlled. So,
that's good.
Yeah. So, and I hear things are a little bit better down there in Los Angeles too, right?
Starting to get better. They have started to open some things up. Mm-hmm. Outdoor venues, I think it's at like 20, I don't know, things are like 25% capacity or something like that. Gyms are 10%. You know, they started opening things up. You know, they said the way things are looking, they could go to the next level of openings within the next 2 or 3 weeks. It could go to a better, even better situation. So we're just waiting for the word from all of our venues. We hit them up recently. The four venues that we were working with right before everything went down, they have all assured me that they will hit me up and let me know as soon as they're doing shows again so that we can, you know, once they get word from the government and they get cleared, because all those venues are all our indoor venues.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, right now, that's not happening, but hopefully very soon. That's why we're trying to get established with some of the outdoor venues.
Yeah, I think that's what we're gonna have to look at for at least, I don't know, 5 or 6 months.
Now, I saw that Ricky from Charles of Rock,
yeah,
doing something at the Canyon Montclair, I think it was May 1st or something.
No, I think it's August 23rd.
Oh, okay. Because I saw something on Facebook. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, it's later towards the end of August. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
How's everything in Fresno, Steve?
Fresno's been kind of wild. You know, it's one of those situations, too, where we were on the purple tier for quite a while. So things are starting to open up a little bit more now. But it's still mostly like everybody doing small, intimate things outdoors. The people that are able to do things indoor, they're doing like solo acts or little acoustic things. So still very limited capacities. But there's a few venues that are able to like do some things outdoors, which has been kind of nice. So I've actually been able to like perform a few times with some of my other bands and stuff for some outdoor stuff. So, but it's slowly we're starting to see things starting to open back up again. So it's promising, but I think it's still probably going to be another couple of months before anything serious starts to happen.
Yeah.
Probably. So we have a couple of places that we're shopping around up there too, in Kings County, Fresno, Tulare, in that area. So,
but I think you said some of the Tiki Bar down in the south.
No, Costa Mesa.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
I saw that. What's their names? They're not Malone's anymore. They're called Stages.
Something like that. Yeah, Amy.
Yeah. So I guess they're starting to do stuff again, or something, or very soon they will be. They have some. I think they were starting to put dates up or something. I don't know. Yeah, I got somebody invited me to something that's coming up. Like in a month or so, like you know, 5-6 weeks, something like that. I don't know, but I'm gonna check with them. Maybe they got some stuff going on. I think they have a different person now, maybe in charge. I don't know, so I gotta find out. I'll hit them up by email. So I'm checking into some different things, but just keep sending me, just keep sending me stuff as you get it, so that way I can take care of that.
Yeah.
But let's talk about your new music. First of all, tell the viewers a little bit more about yourself, because not everybody knows necessarily who you are.
Okay, so I'm Will. I'm with Fallen Fury. We have Amy, who is a singer, and then we have Steve, who's a drummer, and off and on with Anthony, who's a rhythm player, but we're bringing in another guy. Anthony is having some health issues right now. So,
I'm sorry for Anthony.
Yeah, he has some health issues. So we will bring in another guy named Joshua from Fresno. He's going to be helping us out with some live stuff just so we can, play out as a four-piece. We've been around since, 2018, something like that? I forget, 2018, 2019? I don't know, 2018.
Something like that, yeah. I want to say 2018, yeah.
Yeah, so we've been playing all over. You know, we're a four-piece band. We mix male and female vocals, which is something you don't see a lot
of. Which is amazing.
I love the mix with you guys. You and Amy sound well together. You know what I mean? Like the sound, the gel, like gels well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we try. So, you know, it's something a little different. Yeah, so that's what we do. I mean, the biggest thing I think has been helping us is our percussion with Steve. Steve has just been doing an amazing job writing these crazy drum parts, and you're going
to
hear
he's really good. I remember when you played a Charles the Rock at, up there in Oxnard or whatever, and that was badass. Like, really good, Steve, I'm telling you. Like, I have to say, you're probably the best drummer that they've had since I've been with, you know, going to see them, you know, ever since the battles. That's when I met you guys, was at the band's Warped Tour battles. That's how I originally got introduced to Will and Amy, was through the Warped Tour battles. They were competing as a metal band for that. And that was badass. I'm just saying, like, but like, I remember Ron Jeremy. No, just kidding. I remember.
Buddy Ron Jeremy. Yeah, that's right.
No, but you know what I'm saying. Your drummer there that used to look like. Oh. We used to say he looked like Ron Jeremy.
Mario, yeah, like Super Mario and Ron Jeremy.
Oh yeah, yeah, he looked kind of like Luigi.
Luigi.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
We've definitely stepped up with Steve. So yeah,
most definitely. I hope Steve stays around because
I do too. He's an awesome.
We've had bad luck with drummers.
Yeah, kind of like Final Tap. Final Tap has the same issues.
Oh yeah,
the drummers explode.
This is Spinal Tap.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, no, Steve's just bringing the whole kind of whole other level of percussion and different ideas that, you know, I'm not even used to. So, like with our most recent thing, we found like another way to record some stuff with our engineer and producer, Reggie Longendorfer, in Bakersfield. So, some new ways of doing stuff for the next recording, and I don't even understand it, but I'm sure it will work out. Steve, elaborate.
Steve, elaborate.
Yeah.
So basically, like, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, sir.
Yeah, no, it was just basically like being able to work with Reggie to be able to like kind of take what's in my head and what I play behind the kit with, you know, and being able to blend those things together, you know, with some addition of some samples and stuff like that to really kind of make the overall composition of the music a little tighter and everything and a little more polished. So he was great. He was like super easy to work with and kind of like let me kind of do my thing and, you know, and then with Will and Amy being able to kind of like sit there and kind of guide the overall mix and everything. I think the new stuff really kind of came out pretty solid. I'm pretty happy with what we're able to do, and I can't wait to get out and actually perform them live. I think the new songs are going to be a lot of fun to play live.
Right.
For sure. Yeah, so we got these three songs that we're doing. Yeah, and you're going to hear Steve's drum work in one of the tracks. It's called, Steve, what are our new songs called?
Empires of the Soul.
Empires of the Soul. Steve really stands out at that. I think you're going to hear that.
Carnival.
I don't mean to brag too much, but I really like my guitar work in these three new songs. So you guys, if you see me live, you know how I do stuff. So I really think you're going to like it because I try to take it to a little bit different level with these recordings. And I wanted to write something that I can pull off live. I notice a lot of bands, a lot of guitar players are not playing guitar solos. They're not doing a lot of the stuff. So, or at least the bands that we played with. So I really wanted to start adding that back in. And I think you guys are going to like it. And I wanted to be, you know, play something that I can pull off live. And then Amy's vocals are just awesome as normal. So, you know, I think it's just a really good mix with the stuff that we have. Empires of the Soul, that is one of the tracks that we're doing. And then we have another one called, what's the other one, Steve? I forgot what it's called.
We got Carnival, and then we've also got Rising Phoenix.
Yeah, we recorded a song called Carnival. I think you're going to like this one. We added a couple of different things in it that you'll hear. Kind of goes off in a little bit of a Frank Zappa type vibe with perception and the middle parts here. So we kind of took it in a slightly different direction. You'll hear it. And then we have another one that's called whatever that one is called, Steve.
Rising Phoenix.
Rising Phoenix. So yeah, it's just a good rocker. Amy's vocals are really good on it. That's all I can say. And then, Steve comes up with this full groove drum stuff in the middle of the track. It's just awesome. So it's just boosting everything up that we have. I really think people are going to like it. And then we'll be recording some actual videos, video footage of us for April. So you'll be seeing that here towards the end of April. We'll be filming that, and it'll be pretty cool. So we have something out. We have a little short-term thing out right now, and that's for the track called "Empires of the Soul." But we will have a video out at the end of April.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Very good stuff.
Yeah. So we wrote the song. The first song we wrote about "Empires of the Soul." I know it's a little deep right there, but it was basically about. Becoming your own person, right? There's so much negativity out there, and just looking at, you know, where you are, and it takes a look at a little bit deeper stuff. I think the last couple of songs we did last year, we were writing about zombies
Myers. No, I was kidding.
Myers, yeah, and they were writing about
serial killers from outer space, time traveling serial killers.
Yeah, we were writing about serial killers.
That was awesome.
Yes. And so this time we kind of switched it up, and then, you know, and so, you know, Empires of the Soul really takes a look at like becoming your own person, becoming self-actualized, if you will. And then, you know, what that's about, what that journey is about. So it's pretty cool. I like it. We took a little bit different approach with it. Let's see, Carnival. Carnival is just about craziness, right? It's just about how the world, our society right now is so just, I'm sorry, effed up. You know, people.
You can swear?
Yeah.
This is Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Remember that.
Real Talk, swear. Right? Real Talk.
It's okay.
Real Talk. Okay. So people.
We don't give a shit.
I don't want to offend anyone. Okay. So fucked up. Everybody's fucked up. People are coming to streams one way or the other. And so, you know, Carnival's like taking a step back and looking at that and finding out, where do I fit in here? I don't like that. You know, make love, not war, I suppose. The other track is just a good, like a good positive thing, man. We, you know, we kind of got off the zombie kick for right now. So, it's about Rising Phoenix is just about, realizing, I would say it's about realizing that you have a different purpose.
Right.
So I think a lot of us in our journey, and maybe this is just comes over time or with any of us as you know, we go along through life, we start out in one place. We start out wanting to do something and maybe it doesn't work out and we beat ourselves up over that. And then maybe we get, you know, something happens in our lives and then we have to adjust our course and then become something else. Right. So it's like having to start all over again. And sometimes people have to do that. You have to start all over, either because something happens that you didn't expect or maybe a life change happens. And so, yeah. So we wrote a song about that. Yeah, I know. Taking a little bit different approach to stuff. And who knows, maybe we'll go back to writing about gorillas and King Kong, the next one. But this one was a little more reflective, so a little more thought into it. Yeah. Yeah, so that's what we did right there. And then Steve came up with some really good samples for a lot of the stuff, you know, explaining to him kind of what the songs were about. Now, I don't know how he came up with those, and I don't know how he came up with the drum parts. You might want to ask him how he did some of that.
Right. How did you do some of that?
Steve, how did you come up with samples and drum parts for some of this new stuff?
With some of it, it was basically just like talking to, you know, Will and Amy about the lyrics and the lyrical content, you know, and kind of where the headspace was at for some of the songs, you know, and right. Like in Carnival in particular, you know, because like you said, you know, everybody's just kind of all like in a fucked up place right now. And so when you think about carnivals, we think about kind of like, you know, the clowns and like, you know, the sideshows and all the freaks and stuff like that, right? Well, that's right. Kind of like this post-apocalyptic kind of thing in my head, you know? So I was thinking it'd be really kind of cool once I heard, like, you know, the intro that Will plays for it. You know, it's got a very, like, merry-go-round carnival kind of vibe to it, you know? And like so, that. Yeah, it's really, really cool. So I was like, you know, what would be really cool to pair with that would be, like the Purge or like an air raid kind of siren and stuff like that, you know, just kind of
that's creepy.
Post-apocalyptic, like kind of crazy kind of thing going on, you know, and so that's kind of where the song starts out. And then, you know, there's partway through the song and everything, there's a bit of like a reprise to that and everything. So we kind of brought it back again later. And then as part of the outro, you know, we kind of like, you know, have again another kind of reprise moment and stuff. So it's this kind of continuing theme of just this chaos in just a crazy fucked up world, you know. So and then just trying to write, you know, drum parts and stuff that just kind of grooved and that kind of gave space, you know, for Will's guitar playing, you know, and didn't step on Amy's lyrics or anything, and kind of wanted to make sure that the song breathed. It still had like a heavy kind of like driving kind of feeling to it. So it's like the thought process behind all of it.
Well, that's awesome. I like that. I like your process.
It takes some time.
But I love the fact that how you described it, you know, like the car, mm-hmm. like a carnival, you know, like, yeah. You know, the Purge or some craziness. Like, I like that. I like mm-hmm. how you described it. I like how you came up with your ideas based on that kind of craziness. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, there's just so much up right now, you know, I try not to even look on social media so much because it's just so negative and angry. And
it's nonstop, constantly. Every day is more bad news, you know?
I only share the good stuff.
Yeah.
Like if it's something like you guys are, you know, like different bands that I work with or manage or I'm friends with or whatever, I'll share, you know, your new music video or I'll share, you know, a link to your new songs or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm here to support. I'm here, you know, I'll share concerts. Like if somebody invites me to a concert, I'll add it to my story. I'll share it. I'll click I'm interested or I'm going or whatever. I will at least acknowledge, you know, everything and I will share it and support. That's the biggest thing is not everybody is there to support you like that, and that's part of my job description, I guess, is you know, to support. But that's what I'm here to do is support the local community, Southern California, you know what I mean, to help get the word out about concerts and music and whatnot. And you know, I'm very passionate about that, and that's what I love to do. So, you know,
so can we hear the first one?
Yes. So you know how I do it. Dealer's choice. You're the dealer. So what would you like to play first?
Steve, you pick. What sounds good to you, my friend?
I'd say since we just hyped up Carnival, we should probably start with that, man.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. All right, Ronan, can you please play Carnival by Fallen Fury? Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeart.
Radio.
Can we just say fuck yeah?
Fuck yeah.
Fallen Fury.
Fuck yeah.
And look who has joined us.
Hey! Oh,
it's the amazing, fabulous
Amy!
Bowman! Woo! I kept trying to wave to you, but I don't know if you saw me or not. I was like,
I did, I saw you. Oh. Not while the song is on, though.
I saw the second that you joined. I was like, yes! I was like, she's here. I mean, on the screen, you're below me or whatever. So I'm like, she's here. So we got Will Bowman, Amy Bowman, and Stephen Cox in the house from Fallen Fury, San Luis Obispo, California, metal band. Amazing metal band that I have the privilege. I don't know how I want to say it.
I like privilege
of managing. I feel very honored for any band that asked me to manage them, but I'm especially proud of my Fallen Fury because they are more accomplished since some of my other bands. But I just, you know, you guys are a little bit further along than some bands and not as far along as other bands. It, you know, every band is different. But you're constantly evolving, growing, changing, writing new material and whatnot. So that's what I'm most proud of, is that especially during COVID, you've just kept, you know, pushing and putting out new stuff. One of our next big things that we need to be working on is music videos. So we're going to get a production budget together and start doing real music videos for your songs.
Oh, cool.
So
okay,
that is our next project that we need to be working on. Every band out there, every band out there, and you fucking know it's true, has goddamn videos for their fucking songs. So that is our next level that we need to grow to, is videos for your songs. So that is our next project that we need to start trying to crank out, you know, start thinking about concepts and ideas for your videos, and we can, you know, we'll start organizing and putting everything together so that we can accomplish this. Okay. All right, so we have two more songs that we are going to be playing. So what is the next one that you would like to play? We just did Carnival. So you have two more songs. What would you like to play next?
How about Rising Phoenix?
Rising Phoenix. Hell yeah. All right, let's play.
He forgets the words, the name of the song.
Yes.
Sometimes I want to say something else that's not appropriate.
Right. No. That's like everything that comes out of your mouth mostly.
I literally kept mispronouncing it while we were recording it.
I hear it all the time.
I'm trying really hard not to say what I would normally say.
Thank you.
All right, well, let's play Rising Phoenix by Fallen Fury. Please and thank you, Ronan. And take it away. Woo! Jenny's Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeartRadio. Rising Phoenix.
Ooh.
yeah, we love it. And the new ones that you sent me, the first ones were good, but like this sounds even more polished. So I really like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. So yeah. We have one more song left to play, and your songs are kind of long, so I want to make sure I get this one in before the show gets off. So what time, what's this last one called?
Empires of the Soul. This one's called Empires of the Soul.
Empires of the Soul. Yeah. All right, Ronan, can you please play Empires of the Soul by Fallen Fury? Woo! Let's get our metal on. Awesome. Just under the fucking wire. Can we just say that? The show ends in like 2 fucking minutes. I'm like, is this gonna end on time? Anyway, so
very good, guys.
Amazing. I love the songs. Very pleased. Very pleased.
It's the Muse.
We missed the Muse. All right, so before we end, I want you guys to tell everyone where they can find you. Social media, your music, that kind of stuff. Go for it.
Okay. You can get us on, if you Google us, type in Fallen Fury, you can get us on there. You can get us on Facebook. You can get us on Instagram, Twitter. You can just look us up on YouTube. We are on Amazon, Spotify, Apple iTunes. We are everywhere. You can buy our music. We have videos out. Just Google Fallen Fury. Tons of stuff will pop up. If you want to check out our website, it's fallenfury.net. Look at that. Fancy schmancy. Yep, and that's pretty much it.
All right, I know on Instagram you're at Fallen Fury Rocks, R-O-C-K-S. Fallen Fury Rocks. All right, so Fallen Fury Rocks, go check them out. Fallen Fury, just type it in to your Google search engine. You can find them. They're up in San Luis Obispo, California. So if you'd like to book them for your concerts, let me know or them know, and we will get it facilitated for you. This has been Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio. We love you. This is Jenny and the Muse next week. Next week, we have Sergio Marcil and amazing music. Check it out. He was sent to us by Dilly Briggs. We love Dilly. And, of course, the week after that, we have Melanie Chardoff, which is the voice of Dee Dee Pickles from the Rugrats. Rock on. Till next week, Jenny the Muse. Peace out. Bye.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.